Now, if you're a woman who is trying to glow up, this is the episode for you. I had Kyra here. She's just so amazing, and she's so lovely. And she talks a lot about community and knowing your why and where you're going and just being you and showing up as authentically as you can and being a woman who is really out here trailblazing. I love this conversation, and I know that you will too, especially if you want to level up your game in 2025. So let's go. What's up, y'all? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. And I'm so excited. I like this woman so much. So today's guest is Kyra. She's a lifelong dreamer. She's a marketer by day and the visionary founder of Glow Up Girl. Now, I had the privilege to be on her podcast, so I know that she knows what she's doing. Okay, with over 20 years of experience in marketing and communications, from baby products to travel to apparel, Kyra's mission is to elevate women's voices, to help them discover the gift that brings their businesses' stories to life. And you know that this year especially, I know 2024 was a big thing for storytelling. This year even more, people are looking to know you. They're really looking to connect with you in stories. That's the way to do it. Now, she's a wife, a fur mama, and an older sister to a big family. But above all, she's a champion of purpose-driven living. Now, if you're ready for that great dream tugging in your heart, Kyra is your girl. So let's dive in. Kyra, welcome to the show. How are you?
Ooh. Hi, Nina. I'm so glad to be with you. Girl, I love that intro. I was just sitting here like, yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad you receive it too. That's a beautiful thing.
I do.
Oh, so glad. It's really good to see you. I had such a beautiful conversation with you on your podcast. So I couldn't wait for our podcast today here on Straight Talk. And I'm really excited because what you do is what I like to talk about. And a lot of the people who listen to the show are entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, coaches, things like that. And they are always connecting with people on my show, which is what I love. So awesome. Let's get to know you, Kyra. Who are you? Who are you?
I mean, I think you said it best. Like, I am definitely a dreamer. I have probably always lived in an imaginary world my entire life. Even when I was younger, I always enjoyed the art of storytelling. Obviously, back then we weren't calling it storytelling, right? It was just like people were like, you're just making up stuff, right? But I have always tried to dream bigger than the space that I was in. And I feel like, you know, it's not always a thing that people are comfortable with. You know, people want you to keep your feet on the ground. And I'm very much someone who believes that, you know, you shoot for the moon and you'll land among the stars.
I love that.
And it's like, so that's what I've tried to do with creating Glow Up Girl, is to create this space for people who are like me, people who dream bigger than what their current situation tells them. And to try to create this community and this space where they can learn from others, because I feel like, I think you even mentioned it in our show and I loved it, where you said, you know, there are people who have like already walked before you. So why don't we focus on connecting with those people? And that's what I really like to do with my podcast, is bring on people who have had the experiences. And the one thing I really enjoy is talking about, as much as I like talking about the highs, I like to hear what seemingly felt like, it's not a low, it's an opportunity.
Yes. Yes.
So I just want to continue. And one of the affirmations I read daily for in 2025 is that I want to continue to be a space for women to feel safe, seen, and supported. And if I'm doing that, I'm doing, you know, I'm walking in the purpose that God has given me.
Right? Because when you're walking in the purpose that God has given you, it actually gets you up out of bed every day. You know, when I was working at a job that I was stressed out and didn't really like and didn't think I was supposed to be there. And so it was a drudge getting out of bed all the time to do it. Right. Because I didn't want to. And I didn't feel like it was my calling anymore, you know, but when you feel like it's your calling, it does something different to you. You just get out of bed and you start showing up for people. Right. Mm-hmm. Even through the frustrations, because we all have them. You know, but I love that. And so I was reading your bio and you were talking about evolution, right?
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah, evolution.
That's right.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk about that because, you know, you talk about evolution as a continuous act of becoming like your best self, right?
Yes.
So being that we have a lot of women that listen to this show, what do you think is the first step that someone should take? Like when they're ready to invest in their own transformation, they're ready to do the thing. What do you think where should they start?
I would first start with, you know, taking it old school to a journal. I would start with just like writing down, what does it look like? Mm-hmm. What is the perfect life or what you see as your perfect scenario? Because there's not a such thing as anything that's going to be perfect. So you look at it as like, how do I continue to evolve to keep being better? And what does that look like? And step one could just simply be, let me write down the dream.
Mm-hmm.
So I would start there and then I would put it there and I would sit with it. And I would, if you've got people in your circle who you feel very, you know, comfortable with sharing, I would share it. I would get, you know, some feedback and then you move to start to figure out like, what are the steps I need to take to accomplish this? And the thing that I want to tell people is that you set the time limits. Don't try to work towards somebody else's time. Like all of our timing and things that we're going to do are different. Like you are only on your own schedule. And if you are, you know, I choose to speak about my faith because that is what I believe. So I'm definitely not trying to tell anyone what you should believe. But for me, it is always a conversation with God. Like I'm put this stuff out there. And I'm like, God, like if it's what you have for me, then I want for you to bless it. I want to know, give me the right connections, put the right people in my path. If it's not, please close the door. And the door, when it's closed, it doesn't feel good because Lord knows I've had numerous doors closed, people don't answer. Like, but I always feel like either it's not the right timing, it's not my blessing, might be meant for somebody else, or it's just not the right situation. And so you have to be okay with that. But I think you have to also become comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not, you know, and when a no is just, it's just temporary. Like it's just in that moment because you could turn around an hour later and get like a yes from something that, you know, you were like, oh my God, I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. So I would just say like, you know, write it down, sit with it, meditate on it, have some conversations, pray about it, and then figure out like, then take the first step.
Yeah.
Like that's the most
action.
Important.
Yeah.
Don't get, what is it? Analysis by
analysis paralysis. Yeah.
Like, don't do that because I know a lot of people who are like, well, I want to do this. I want to do this. And they never actually do anything. So like, just take the first step. And once you commit to the step, then the thing that you want to do will commit back to you. Because most times, like, we just put something out there and feel like the universe is just supposed to make happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's happened because I said it. No, you've got to take a step and it will give back to you.
Yeah, you know, I was talking to someone because I'm a woman of faith as well. And I really, you know, I put God as the CEO of my business, right? So when things are really tough, I'm like, okay, CEO, I need you now because I don't know if I'm taking a left or right. But what I don't do is stop producing. I just keep going until he redirects my path. And I think, you know, one of the biggest mistakes I think we all make is because of fear or whatever it is. Like I was speaking to someone and she said, I don't want to do something God doesn't want me to do. I said, well, how will you know until you do it? Mm-hmm. Right? If it's not immoral and it doesn't hurt anyone,
Yeah.
go ahead and try it. And God will direct you. I mean, do you trust him? Yeah. Well, then do you trust him enough to know that he can actually direct your path? And she's like, oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, so let's get over the yeah. overthinking, the, you know, yes. going here, trying to like beat this thing like a dead horse. And meanwhile, God is saying, hello.
I know.
I'm like, are you like 3 miles ahead of you and you're still yeah, waiting, waiting for the car to get out the driveway? Like, what are you doing?
He's like, are you going to do anything? Like, what right. are you doing here? And also, too, I want to say, like you mentioned, don't stop producing. Consistency. Be consistent. Right. And that is that's another affirmation I read in the morning, is that in 2025, I know that my consistency will be rewarded. All yep. I have to do is try.
Yep. Yep. And you have to just show up, Kyra. Yeah. How are we going to know about you if you don't? Yeah. Right. I call that secret agent. I'm always telling somebody, I say, oh, you're a secret agent. They're like, what do you mean? I'm like, nobody knows about you. You're a secret agent. And they're like, oh, well, I'm like, exactly. So unless you're in the FBI, CIA or something like that, you're trying to be a secret agent. How mm-hmm. about we let people know who you are? Right. Because exactly. if they don't know you, they mm-hmm. don't like you. If they don't like you, they don't follow you. If they don't follow you, you don't get paid. Because exactly. at the end of the day, Kyra, all right, what me and you are doing and what is happening in the world is that we are becoming very virtual sensed, right? Mm-hmm. I love, now don't get me wrong, I love one-on-one networking or networking with a group of people, because that energy of human beings together mm-hmm. is powerful. Mm-hmm. But most of us have to do this, Kyra. It's not like we live next door to each other, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So, for sure. So just show up, you know, yeah. like get yourself on podcasts or go, you know, do a live on YouTube. Who cares? Just be consistent, like Kyra says, and show up for yourself, because mm-hmm. God ain't going to come down here and record the video for you. I mean, come on. He has bigger things to fry right now.
Yeah, he's like, I was waiting. I knew you needed this video.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I created you to do what you're waiting for. So I mean, that's awesome, because, you know, you have had many years in marketing, right? So mm-hmm. what was that transition for you? Why did you change? Why go from like the marketing world and all that? What inspired you to take the leap to start creating Glow Up Girl? Because it's, you know, it one yeah. thing is corporate, right? And one thing is yeah. your own. And I want to know, like, this beautiful yeah. platform that you have to amplify women's voices. Why?
Yeah. So I have always been, probably like a lot of people listening, a serial entrepreneur. And I tried a couple, like more than a couple, I will say. But in 2019, I started going to therapy. Because I was working, you know, working corporately. And when you're in corporate, and as a lot of women know, you're a person that is dependable and people count on you. Yeah. Oftentimes we get stressed and we're overwhelmed. And I remember, like, I started therapy that July, and I went because I was just like, oh my God, like, I feel like there's so many things I have up in the air. Mm-hmm. I felt like that thing where you throw the balls in the air and you're just like running around
trying to catch them.
And I felt that is what my life felt like. Mm-hmm. And I remember going to my first therapy session, to shout out to Dr. Corey. She's still my therapist today. Love
That's
her.
So good.
I remember she said, like, what do you hope to accomplish? Like, what are your goals here? And so I talked around in a circle about all these things. And meanwhile, I was kind of telling her about my life as it went. And she said, you just don't have any boundaries. And I was like, what? No, I mean, I want to help people. Like, people count on me. I don't like to let people down. And she was like, you don't have any boundaries.
Right.
And so
you literally explained it.
She was like, again, I'm going to tell you, you don't have any boundaries. So I started my own process. And I started walking that path July till got to December, and people started to say little things like, oh, you just seem different. Like, I mean, like, I don't know, it's weird. Like, even at home, my husband's like, who are you? Because you have to set boundaries like all around. So yeah. you've got to set them like professionally, personally, like all around in your life. And I remember sitting at my table in December, just like most people do, right? You're thinking about the next year, what I want to accomplish. And I started thinking about like the conversations I was having with different women, like a lot of women I worked with who were like also like entrepreneurs, like workingpreneurs too. And a lot of people were saying like they just didn't feel like they had a space to talk about the things that women were going through. I mean, like, to talk about our experiences in the corporate place is like a whole nother conversation, right? But it was like, and then on top of that, you're trying to build something, create something for yourself. And I just kept like sitting with that, and I started like tinkering like with the plan. And I started, and I just remember I was sitting at my kitchen table. And it was like right after Christmas, and I was trying to get all my ducks in order, and I heard the words glow up. And I looked around and went, what? I was like, okay, glow up. And I knew instantly what it meant, right? Yeah, obviously, yeah. We know in the world of like social, it means, you know, one thing, person used to look this way and now they're this way. But I immediately was like, it's that internal glow up. It's that glow up where you build confidence, where you build boundaries, where yeah. you stand firm and you represent yourself. And so then Glow Up Girl was born in December of 2019. And then fast forward 2020, it's like, oh, I'm going to do like, it's going to be based on like these meetups, women coming together, connecting, being together, safe space. Well, then the pandemic happened, of course. And then I was like, okay, God, well, what do you want me to do now? How am I going to bring this community to life? And let me just tell you, as a person of faith, when you ask, you have to be ready for the answer.
That's right.
Like, don't put it out there if you ain't really ready for him to tell you what to do. Because at the time, I don't know if I was exactly ready, but I asked. And that was like, because I had like soft launched the website in March, and I was going to do the first event in May. And so we were sort of creeping up on that time where it looked like we weren't going to be able to mm-hmm. like be around people anytime soon. And so again, and I was in the shower at this point. So I get some of my best nuggets from God.
Like, yeah, right.
When I'm in the shower.
I think he's like, this is the only time you are not watching TV, looking at your phone. Like, yeah. Yes.
And I heard start a podcast, and I immediately was like, mm-mm, no, thank you. That is not something I am interested in.
Isn't that very interesting how we always tell God what we want to do, right? And what we don't want to do.
No, I just asked. Yeah, he was like, no, I just asked you, Joker. And now you have been telling me about you not to do it. And I thought to myself, I said, well, I'm just saying, Lord, like, I mean, like, nobody wants to hear what I have to say. So all those things are like the imposter syndrome, the mean girl.
There goes the Moses.
Those things started to tell me like why I shouldn't do it. And so I just took like, I heard it, but I was like fighting it. And then no matter where I went, he was not letting me by. He was like, you're going to start that podcast? You're going to start the podcast? And then eventually I said, I'm going to start the podcast. And so then I spent April like just getting set up, trying to just figuring out like what to do, how to set it up. And in the beginning, it was very janky. I mean, it was real.
Of course,
like
it was
audio only. I was recording from, oh my God, I can't remember. It was like that of Anchor. I was using Anchor FM, and it was like, I was doing it on my phone. It was crazy. It was absolutely crazy. But I was asking people, you know, that I knew who were like working, like either were workingpreneurs or people who had already like branched out and left their corporate jobs. So I was just that my first 9 episodes were like me interviewing people almost that I knew or somebody that knew somebody else.
Yeah.
And I remember getting to that 10th episode. And at the time I wasn't even doing like video yet, but I remember the 10th episode was I had been watching, I don't know. And please don't judge me. I was watching The Bachelor.
Girl, I watched The Bachelor too. I ain't judging you.
I think I was looking at The Bachelorette, and it was like Mike, the guy, Mike Williams, I think is his name. And Mike was on, and I just loved his personality. I just loved the type of person he was. And then like, I looked him up on social, and he was writing, like he had written a book. Like he was working on a book, and I was like, I don't know. He just feels like somebody who is positive, somebody I'd like to have in front of my audience. And to be quite honest, this is when I start to shoot a shot. I mean, I just sent an email and I put everything together and asked him, will he come on my show? And he said, yes.
Amazing.
And so
he
was like my first video interview. It was a great interview. And I remember him saying this thing to me. And these are the moments where it's like God always puts somebody in the path to just encourage you. He said, Now, there is no way on earth that I would have known that you didn't do this full time. Because he said the communications have been so professional. Everything you've done has just been like, I've gone on other shows and I don't even get this. And I was just like, oh, I was like, well, I have to say, like, it's probably like all that corporate,
Experience.
experience I have, and just sort of like me and how I like work toward excellence all the time. And I'm just saying that to say, like, keep doing the thing, keep being consistent in how you show up for yourself, even when you don't know if it's working. And immediately I was like, I don't know if people are listening, but I never set out with like, oh, I need all these people to validate me. I said, if just one person is touched by something we say on this show or someone that I have on here, then I'm doing the right thing. And I feel like that's been the whole process, the path that God has taken me. Thankfully, I've been very blessed to like have never, I don't have to reach out. People reach out to me. I have a waiting list for this podcast now, and it's been amazing. But just to be
I
able
love
to
that.
share other people's stories and their journeys has been like so fulfilling for me. I like I said, I never thought that I would be podcasting, but it's like one of the more fulfilling things that I get to do.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I love it so much because of this. Because I get to meet amazing human beings, right? Doing some really great stuff in the world. And that just it just lights me up. It's something that I really, really enjoy. And even though I'm doing like this big event right now and it's like 40 speakers and it's a woman's event, it's like amazing, but I didn't want to stop my podcast in the middle. So in between me interviewing you, I have interviews with the speakers and so on and so forth. And it's like I can't just like let my pod, even though I have a long list of podcasts already recorded, because I have almost 500 podcast episodes recorded, right? So there's a lot going on, but I truly enjoy it. And I know that you're really big on that, right? Like you're big on your purpose, right? Like you, what is driving you? What is this life that you want to have? So I'm wondering, like, because I know that you started and you were like, okay, God, you just like making me do this. Oh, I'm gonna do it, right? So how can someone who's like uncovering what they want to do, like, how do they get to their why, right? That core reason that they want to do this thing. What do you recommend to the women that you lead, to dig deep and get into that why, especially if they feel, maybe they feel a little stuck, maybe they feel a little disconnected, right? Let's help them with that.
So I will say this, and I know it's probably going to sound like something you've heard before, but I think it's really true. I say you have to lean into the things that bring you joy. Like you have to lean, and you have to lean into your unique qualities. So the thing, like, you're one of a kind. There are things about you that nobody else, like no other person, isn't a replica of you. And so one of the things that really helped me was doing like a Strength Finders assessment. I did Strength Finders like few years, like probably like 2016-ish was the first time I experienced doing it. And then it was just like, oh wow, like these are things that I do. And you start to sort of see these trends. And like, one of mine is like futuristic, sort of like visionary, right? And it's like I started to celebrate the fact that I was somebody who dreamed really big and somebody who didn't mind throwing something at the wall to see if it would stick. And and while somebody and living in a fantasy, right? Because, well, being like this big dreamer, like I was like, you know what? I shouldn't look at that like it's a bad thing, because it allows me to be creative. And while, yes, in my everyday life, I have to be very focused, very organized, very structured as a marketer and as a leader of people. But when I get to Glow Up Girl, I get to that creative side gets to always come out. I get to be like, oh my God, I could do this. It could be that. It could be all these things. And I would just say, like, you look at what you want to bring to the world. I think it always starts with, for me, my goal was How do I make the world better? How do I leave it better than I found it?
Mm-hmm.
And that is like the why of all the things that I work on. Like, it's only Glow Up Girl is only because I want this world to be better. I want the women in the world to be better. I want the men who listen to be better for the women in their lives.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I think you just have to sort of start there, and you have to look at the things, look at the things that people tell you about yourself. Look at the things that you know to be true about yourself first,
right,
and figure
right.
out how can I turn this into something? And I am going to be one of those people to tell you, and Nina, I know we talked about this too. I'm going to be one of those people to tell you, like, don't go for the money first. Don't look for the money grab first. Look for the thing that is going to fulfill the purpose that you see for your life and how you want to help other people.
Yep.
And then it will come, because I certainly did not start this business and I wasn't making any money. And I remember my husband saying to me, he's like, yeah, but all that you want to do, that sounds good, but how are you going to make money? And I was like, well, that'll come. Like, right now, I just need to be worried about doing the thing that I feel that I've been called to do.
Yeah. 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 I agree with that.
And then you figure out, like, get a coach. Like, I will say it, like, invest in yourself, get a coach, and you can get a business coach, and they can help you figure out how do you extend it to make the money. But as long as you come with a pure heart and an open mind about, like, what it is you want to bring to the world, like, that's the start. And then you mm-hmm. can find people to help to build, put in your community that can help you to figure out, now, how do I turn that into something where I can do this for a living?
Yeah. What would you recommend for them? Those who are listening who might be just fearful, right? Because I think one of the things, like, so I help women create coaching businesses, right? So mm-hmm. I help them, like, think of the idea, concept, build it, and off we go to launch. And, you know, I see a trend of things with fears and limiting beliefs and mm-hmm. not thinking you're worthy, like all that. I'm very curious about what you're seeing as you're bringing, you know, people into your ecosystem and stuff. Mm-hmm. And what are some of those challenges? But, you know, how do we get them to push anyway, despite the fear? You know what I mean?
Well, let me tell you something that I did. And as long as I've been, like, working this business, affirming yourself. That's something that for me was really big when I was writing I have a Glow book. It's called the Glow book. It is produced by Glow Up Girl. It's like it helps you set goals. It helps you to affirm yourself. And it's just a way to hold yourself accountable, right? Mm-hmm. It's a tool to hold yourself accountable. What I would say when I was writing in my book at the end of last year, one of the things I realized is that one of my love languages is, words of affirmation. And I was, like, always looking to be affirmed by, like, oh, for my husband to tell me, like, oh, this, you did a really good job, da da da, or somebody at work to say, oh, this is really great. And then I thought to myself, and I affirm people. So I think that's why it's one of my luck, because I am always affirming other people. And it, like, occurred to me that it's like, so why aren't you just affirming yourself? Why are you waiting for other people to do it?
Mm-hmm.
And so what I did is, right now I'm sitting in my office and I've got sticky notes across this whole this whole area of affirmations. They're in my bathroom. And I wrote a goal for myself to affirm me first. I don't need to look for somebody else to validate it. Mm-hmm. I just need to do it. And I think one thing you mentioned is about people being fearful of, like, taking a step. One of mine here on my desk says, I will not let the fear of being seen hold me back from my dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And I think so many times, like you mentioned earlier, so many times people are so afraid to take the step, because even when I started my podcast, I was, like, first afraid. I'm like, oh my God. The reason I didn't do video in the beginning, if we're just being honest, is because I was like, well, I don't want anybody judging me. I can do audio and then, like, nobody's going to care because they'll just hear me. And then if they're rude, they're just rude because they're like, I don't like what she says, or I don't like her voice. But then as I realized, like, a connection point is made with people when they can see who you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so then I just said, you know what? I'm just going to do it. Whatever. I mean, you don't
exactly.
like me. I mean, I always tell people I'm not for everybody. I mean, but I will connect to the people who I'm supposed to be for. And so you have to just take a step to put yourself out there. And your community, like for me, it's about just having an engaged community. I don't care about how big it is. It just needs to be me meeting the people that need to meet me at this time of their journey. It so might good. Be for, it just might be for a season, or it might be for forever, but you can't fixate on the, all the reasons why you shouldn't do something, because there's always going to be something to
always
stand in the way.
Like always.
There's never a 100% all ducks aligned scenario where you're like, all systems go. Most times you're like, oh, I'm not too sure about that, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Right.
So you just have to like, you have to find ways to affirm yourself, put them up on the wall, write them down, but speak them, because as I started to speak them for myself, I was like, look at this. I mean, and it's like, I know we just left January. That felt like it was like a year already.
Yeah.
But, and I was one of those people who was like, oh my God, are we done yet? Like,
right.
But what I will say is, even though it was a very trying and a very sort of stressful, long January, I mean, God showed up, and there were many moments for me that I left out of January with some new things, with yeah. some new opportunities. And I am so thankful for that. And I feel like part of that is also just the fact that, because my affirmations are rooted in faith. I read all the affirmations, but I close with my favorite scripture, which is Jeremiah 29:11. Yes.
That's my favorite scripture. Don't you just love God?
Exactly.
But I know the plans I have for you, yes. declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm yes. you, to bring you hope and a future. And if you come
thank
pray for
you.
Me, I will hear you. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Amen.
I love
Amen.
It.
That's how we end all of our affirmation reading in the morning. Like, because so he is there with me. He gave me the idea to say, affirm yourself. It yes. wasn't because I'm so smart. I mean, you know, I mean, like.
Oh, good. That's good advice.
Yeah. So that's what I would just say that's is advice. Just, affirm you first before you look for that from other people.
Yeah, because, you know, there's a lot of dream snatchers, I call them, you know, mm-hmm. And they don't mean to, but their dreams have been snatched. So yeah. they snatch yours. And so affirming yourself first is a really good tip for them, because I think that's something I should be doing more often as well. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't even think about it, to quite honest. I just kind of like, I wake up in the morning, I am grateful for all the things God, gratitude is a big piece of mm-hmm. what I do in my life. Mm-hmm. But, and then I spend some time in the Word and spend some time with God and all that great stuff. And I never really pause to affirm, although I do like an affirmation prayer that I mm-hmm. have. I don't know if you heard of this app called Parrot.
You were telling me about that.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So I put it on Parrot, and then I actually, what I did was I even, I had recorded and put a little bit of like meditation music behind it. Mm-hmm. And then I just play it and I just play it and I just play it. And that affirms me, because mm-hmm. it tells me, you know, God loves me, that he wants me mm-hmm. to be sound of mind, healthy in body and abundant in resources, mm-hmm. you know? And yeah. I think that if you can spend time with people who, also maybe not think like you, because I don't like groupthink, but right. you know, that actually can support your vision or know what it is you're doing. Like, my husband doesn't really understand the coaching world and the, you know, he doesn't understand that world. So to sit down and talk to him about it is almost like,
yeah,
he's not going to really give me, you know, he could give me some feedback. Oh, you look great, or you sounded great, or you could have done this, but he really can't experience what you and I experience as an entrepreneur, just standing and getting the no's, or maybe feeling that rejection, or, you know, or getting that new client, like all those feelings that come with it. Right.
Right.
So what you're suggesting is basically surround yourself even with your own words. Mm-hmm. So that also you can start trusting yourself, because we don't trust ourselves sometimes.
Right. Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think it's because we broke too many promises to ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to go to the gym, but you don't go. So now you don't trust yourself. I'm going to go, you know, start a diet and lose weight. Well, you don't do it. And then you don't trust yourself. Mm-hmm. I'm going to not have this person in my life because they're toxic. And then you keep them in your life and now they're toxic. They're like mm-hmm. those kind of things. Right.
Yeah.
And so we got to learn to trust ourselves. Do you feel like affirming yourself like that has given you trust within yourself?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah. it's like trust and a confidence builder.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
Because it's like, I know that I'm setting the day. Like, I expect good things every day.
That's so good.
Like, I expect something to happen, like, good every day. And it's, then you start to realize, like, even the small things that mm-hmm. most times we would just look over because it's like, oh, well, you know, it happened. But if you just allow for yourself to be open to the small wins.
Yeah.
And I know we say that a lot to people, like, celebrate even the small wins.
Because it's true, though.
Yeah. But yeah. The world we live in is just like, it's not wrapped around like celebrating small things. It's only like, we can only celebrate the big thing.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah.
Gotta have the big win in order for us to be happy for you. But nope, I'm celebrating just the small things. It could be like, oh my God, I got all those emails sent out today to confirm all the guests for next month's show. I mean, because that takes time and it's like admin work that I'm like, oh my God, I have to do it at night.
Right. Yeah, I know. It's true. It's absolutely true. Yeah. And you know, I actually agree with the small win thing because I don't care who you are on the planet. You always have to start with something small. It has to be a small step, you know, each time. And I know that these big gurus tell you that you're going to be wealthy in 90 days and all this other stuff. And you know, but they're selling you a bag of beans because the truth of the matter is it took them 20 years to become an overnight success, mm-hmm. you know, and all of us are in this. Especially if you're in a mindset of community and building and coaching and all that kind of stuff, you're in this for the long haul. Mm-hmm. And if you think that you're in this for a quick buck, you probably want to go try something else.
Yeah.
You know, because we're more, this is just me speaking, but most of us who are in this space is for service.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then the money will come by sponsorships or whatever it is that we get, but you don't start there. It's like you said, you started because you felt it. It was an inkling. You heard God, you just did it. Mm-hmm. Right. So yep. Tell me where Globe Girl is going now. Where are you going? What's the future look like in your imagination, in your beautiful world?
I mean, it does definitely look bright, right? So a few things. So obviously there's the podcast. There's always going to be a podcast. You mentioned Youvolution earlier. I definitely want to continue to grow that. It's a resource area on the page, on the website right now, where you can go and you can find resources for like professional development. You can find things to help you with your business. I will admit I have been a little slow in getting things updated on that site, but there are a lot of good resources there, and I'm definitely looking to grow that more. One new thing I'm venturing into is just because it is about community, and I am really trying to meet people and meet women where they are, because one thing I realize is that while, yes, the world is open again and people are out doing things, there are a lot of people who are still feeling lonely.
Yeah.
Even in 2025 now. Mm-hmm. And for me, I am starting, you're the first person hearing this, Nina. But I have a new little venture coming. It's called Girls on the Green. And it's girls, G-Y-R-L-S, just like Glow Up Girl. I love golf. And I am looking to sort of help bring women in who may have said, I don't know, maybe I'm interested, but I don't know. Is it expensive to play golf? Or I don't know where to start. And it's going to be like a series of like how to's, how to get going, how to get started. And then like locally where I'm from, I live in Atlanta. Locally, there'll be some meetups where you can just come out and you can just try it. Like you don't have to buy clubs. You could just come out and see if maybe it's your thing. Or maybe you just want to be there because you want to be around other people.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that I am working on in the background.
That's really fun. That sounds like fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where like I grew up, my dad played golf and I have always enjoyed it. I've always enjoyed watching it. I got some clubs a couple of years ago. And I've been doing a lot of like practicing in the backyard. I've got and I started going to like the range a little bit last summer, but this year I'm like, you know what? Nope. We're going to do it. We're just going to go full steam ahead. And like I said, as I mentioned earlier, I do feel like God gives me these ideas. And yeah. I was in the shower when I heard like, go ahead and do that thing, because there are women who are looking for community and they're mm-hmm. trying to figure mm-hmm. out how they can come, like how they can find other people who have a similar interest. So I'm just going to keep pushing forward, building community, finding great women and men just like you, who I can put out there to my community and have them tell their stories, be celebrated. Because yeah. as much as it's important for someone to come on my show and share, it's also important that they be celebrated for the work that they're doing. And yes. that's what I enjoy doing.
Yeah, I think that, and you do that well, by the way. And you're right about your podcast. You know, when the gentleman told you, have you been doing this a long time? Because you are very professional at what you do. I truly enjoy it. I enjoyed being on your podcast. I enjoy your podcast. I listen to it. So, you know, thank you so much for what you're spreading out in the world and how you're helping women, because that's my thing too. And I really love that. And, you know, like there's a different mindset that goes into this because, you know, I grew up, excuse me, I grew up in like, you know, poverty and, you know, I grew up in the projects, like all that stuff. Right. And it was always a different mentality, this scarcity mentality, this competition mentality. And as I started to grow in corporate and also develop my business and become a six-figure business and all that kind of stuff, I realized it's about collaboration. It's about uplifting each other. It's about really pushing each other up. Mm-hmm. Instead of pushing each other down. And so when I find powerful women out there doing their thing, I'm always like, girl, love what you're doing. I love it. Can I be on your show or can I come, you know, into your space? Yeah. Because I love what you do. And so, and you're just so gracious and like, absolutely, let's have a conversation. So thank you so much, Kyra, for having me on your show, but also thank you for coming on my show. I really yes. appreciate
thank
you.
Thank you for having me. I was this so was excited. Fun. Yeah.
This was really fun. But before I let you go, I really want people to know how they can connect with you deeply. So let us know how they can, you know, support yeah. you and follow you and all of that great stuff.
For sure. So the site is glowupgirl.com and that is GYRL. And then we're on Facebook at Glow Up Girl ATL. Instagram is mostly where I am, Glow Up Girl. We're on TikTok. Also, if you want to send an email, you can send an email to hello@glowupgirl.com. Make sure you check out the podcast. Yes. Anywhere where you listen to podcasts, you can find it. And also check us out on YouTube.
Yes, so now we can check you out on YouTube. Yes, that's
like,
right.
I want to let me see these people because, I mean, there's generally some fun things happening. Like, I mean, I'm expressive. As you can tell, I talk with my hands and I make faces. So if you're listening, you're like, what? I wonder what's happening. Like,
right.
It's always that kind of party. So, yeah. So make sure you check us out. And Nina, again, like, yeah, it has been just an honor, like, being here with mm-hmm. you. I picked tips just today, like from being here in your space, I'm like, okay, I need to do this. So I'm learning. So people listen, just pay attention to the people who come in your path yeah. and learn from them because I'm learning right now and through this show from Nina and things that I can implement into my own podcast.
Yeah. And always, you know, and I mean this, keep me as a resource. I've been doing this for decades. Anyway, I've been doing this for a long time. And I love to help though, Kyra. That's the thing. Like I always tell like, you know, other women that come in my space and stuff, I'm like, do you need help with that? And they're like everybody's afraid to ask for help. Like, oh, what are you going to charge me? I didn't ask you for me to charge you. I like actually want to serve. I have clients. I'm good. You know, like yeah. if we want to help each other, we should be able to do that without it having to feel like a, you know, like a yeah. sales pitch. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But I mean that, Kyra, like if there's something like you're like kind of stuck on something or you're like, you know, I wonder if I can, or how does that happen? I would love to be any type of resource you need. So just keep that in mind. Okay. Thank you for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. All right, y'all. Told you. Kyra, I told y'all. I told you to buckle in. If you didn't buckle in, I'm sorry if you're flying all over the place. Now, make sure that you go ahead and follow her. I'm going to list all of her information below. I'm going to make sure to have all the links for you, everything you need. Because when somebody comes into your space and just like blesses you with wisdom and knowledge and know-how and all that stuff, it is time to pay attention. So make sure you like, share, subscribe, all that beautiful stuff. You know what to do. This is Nina Perez, Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.